This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Balindra Shah highlights government's top priority for development of entrepreneurship and job creation through capital market. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle directs ministries to ensure timely implementation of new fiscal year's budget. Government decides to form a task force to review public holidays. And U.S. launches fresh strikes on Iran as regional tensions continue to escalate. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balindra Shah has said that capital market plays an important role in the country's economic development. During a discussion with stakeholders and regulatory bodies at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday, Prime Minister Shah said that the development of entrepreneurship and job creation through the capital market is a top priority of the current government. He urged business persons to work with high morale and shared that the government has a clear policy of encouraging those who work and adopting a zero-tolerance policy against those indulging in irregularities. On the occasion, representatives of stakeholder organizations suggested legal policy, institutional and systematic reforms for sustainable development of the market. Minister for Finance Dr. Swarnim Wagle has directed concerned officials and secretaries to work in a timely manner for the implementation of the budget for the fiscal year 2026-27. In a meeting at Finance Ministry yesterday, the Finance Minister instructed officials to expedite budget execution and carry out programs in accordance with the approved plans. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Finance has issued a budget implementation guideline for the current fiscal year, directing all federal, provincial and local government bodies to complete the necessary procedures and directives by mid of August. The Ministry has instructed agencies to operate programs within the approved budget and obtain prior approval for any measures that create additional financial liabilities. It has also directed government bodies to limit the use of consultants, enforce austerity measures on administrative spending, discourage the purchase of four-wheel drive vehicles, and require prior approval for foreign visits. The guideline also requires government agencies to notify the Finance Ministry at least 1 week in advance before making any payment exceeding 1 billion rupees. The government has decided to form a four-member task force under the coordination of the Joint Secretary at the Home Ministry to review the public holidays. A meeting of secretaries held yesterday under the chairmanship of Chief Secretary Govinda Bahadur Karki took the decision to form the task force to review other existing public holidays after the government has started giving two-day weekly holidays on Saturday and Sunday. The task force will comprise representatives from the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, the Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration, and the Ministry of Finance. The task force would submit the report to the Home Ministry within 15 days, reads the decision signed by Chief Secretary Karki. Similarly, the meeting also decided that the concerned ministries would immediately begin the process of preparing drafts of the bills identified to be formulated in the current fiscal year. Rainfall is expected to gradually decrease from Wednesday tomorrow, according to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology. The country is currently under the influence of monsoon winds and rainfall is taking place as low pressure line of monsoon is located towards north than the average place. According to senior meteorologist at the department Min Kumar Aryal, though rainfall would take place at different places of the country until today, it would gradually decrease from tomorrow. Rainfall coupled with thunder and lightning took place at some places in the mountainous regions and many places in the hilly regions of the country. The department has requested all to adopt necessary precautions as there is a risk of landslide, flood and inundation in the areas that are likely to receive rainfall. Meanwhile, 62 disaster-related incidents were reported across the country in the last 24 hours, according to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority. NDRRMA spokesperson Santi Mahat said two people have died and 15 were injured in those incidents. During this period, natural disasters such as floods, landslides, drowning and snake bites occurred in different parts of the country. The authority recorded 26 landslide incidents in 18 districts, 13 snake bites cases, 8 fires, 7 instances of continuous rain, 5 animal attacks and 3 flood incidents in the last 24 hours. A secretary-level meeting has decided to remain ready for the management of monsoon-induced disasters and other emergencies, include pandemics. The meeting chaired by Chief Secretary Govinda Bahadur Karki yesterday has decided to ensure the availability of human resources, budget, relief materials and technical support and to mobilize them in coordinated manner. The government said the decision aims to strengthen preparedness and ensure a swift response to any crisis during the monsoon season. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration has directed district coordination officers and chief administrative officers to remain at their duty stations throughout the monsoon season to ensure an effective disaster response. In a recent circular, the ministry instructed local officials not to leave their offices during this sensitive period, stressing the need for active coordination, timely decision-making and prompt action. The directive comes as continuous rainfall has triggered floods and landslides in different parts of the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Groups of women who were reportedly missing after entering the Suklapata National Park in Kanchanpur to collect mushrooms have been found safe. Following the reports that 14 women from Baghpanta of Bhimdatta Municipality 19 had gone missing inside the park area since Sunday evening, the Nepali Army Suklapata unit had launched a search operation. They had come into contact with their families. All of them are said to be safe. Earlier, a group of 3 women from Beldadi Rural Municipality 2 who had reportedly gone missing inside the park since Sunday evening were rescued by a security team. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The United States has launched a fresh round of military strikes on Iran, saying the attacks are aimed at further reducing Iran's ability to target ship in the Strait of Hormuz. According to the BBC, the latest operation marks the 10th consecutive night of U.S. strikes and follows President Donald Trump's pleas to retaliate after the deaths of 3 U.S. service members in recent attack. The Pentagon has identified 2 soldiers killed in Jordan while a 3rd service member was previously reported missing and later confirmed dead. According to the U.S. military, the latest strikes targeted Iranian military and communications facilities. Iran, meanwhile, said it had launched attacks on sites in Bahrain, Jordan and Syria. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian described the conflict as a full-scale war with the United States, while also saying indirect diplomatic contacts between the two sides continue despite the collapse of a ceasefire. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather throughout the country today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan region. Light to moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning is likely at many places in Madhya province and in the hilly and Tarai region of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. There is a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Kandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah highlights government's top priority for development of entrepreneurship and job creation through capital market. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle directs ministries to ensure timely implementation of new fiscal year's budget. Government decides to form a task force to review public holidays. And U.S. launches fresh strikes on Iran as regional tensions escalate. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.